You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Specialist owner and developer of prime logistics assets in South Africa and the United Kingdom, that's Equities Property Fund Limited, today announced a distribution per share of 131.12 cents per share at a 100 payout ration for the year through February, which it says is in line with guidance. Both portfolios are said to be performing in line with company expectations. Lila Razak is the CFO of Equities Property Fund Limited, and she joins us now to tell us more. Thank you very much, Lila, for your time this evening. How would you characterize the results?
Thank you for having me. The distribution that we declare is paramount to investors because this is pretty much what they invest in REITs for. They want a stable distribution. We guided the market between 130 and 140 and we came in at 131.12. So I think solid performance coming in within guidance. Coupled with the distribution per share, we also showed solid NAV growth. So our net asset value was up from Feb 23 to Feb 24. We showed 3% growth in NAV, supported by a strong underlying valuation uplifts in South Africa and the UK. So overall, I think a solid set of results.
Mm. Let's get into the different markets. So you take a look at the South African portfolio. Was that performance and what do you put it down to?
So the South African performance actually did incredibly well. The South African portfolio increased by 4.2% on a like-for-like basis. So the valuations were incredibly positive. In our portfolio, we have a large number of cornerstone assets let to predominantly to ShopRite, one big one let to DSV. And these are all fairly new assets let on either 10 or 20-year leases. And these assets really are solid A-grade assets, which tend to escalate and show positive NAV growth every year. So we really are seeing the benefits of investing in high quality assets in South Africa.
The group predicts that the national vacancy rate for high quality sustainable warehousing space in the country will remain below 1%. Why?
Yes. So we think that firstly, it's become incredibly costly to develop. We've seen things like steel price inflation. We've seen construction inflation, which has all come through, which has made it incredibly expensive for landlords to develop. And in order to make the return metrics work, they have to charge higher rentals. So before you make this massive investment, you have to really be circumspect about the type of investment you're going to make. And that is why we think that supply at the top end of the market will remain constrained. The other limiting factor is that there isn't a large amount of quality or high quality zoned land with the appropriate services in the nodes which require these types of facilities. So we have those constraints on supply, but at the same time, we have all sorts of users who are demanding A-grade logistics facilities. So we have national clients like ShopRite, and we have Takealot and Amazon now entering the market, and then also a lot of global players which are looking to come into the market. So DSV, DHL, a lot of global players looking to come into the market, and Amazon, sorry, is a global player looking to enter the South African market. So demand really from all sorts of national and multinational users.
The story with the UK portfolio?
Yes, so our UK portfolio increased by 2.1% in pound terms. What we saw was that the UK post-COVID, really, once interest rates started rising, the UK portfolio came off in terms of valuations. So to the period Feb 23, we actually had a 20% devaluation in that UK portfolio. And what we're seeing now is that yields are starting to stabilize. They're stabilizing at anywhere between 5 and 5.25%. And that's why we're seeing a little bit of a recovery in our UK portfolio. We're still quite positive on the UK. It's obviously a very uncertain year, both in South Africa and the UK. We have a lot happening in both jurisdictions. It's an election year in both jurisdictions. So a lot of uncertainty, but we are still very confident with the asset class that we've invested in.
Let's take a look at streamlining and optimizing of the portfolio. You disposed of South African assets to the value of 1.2 billion rand.
Yeah. So what we decided was that typically a REIT requires a lot of capital. And historically, we could go to the equity markets and do accelerated book builds and raise a fair amount of equity in through an accelerated book build. That market has been closed as capital has not been forthcoming at the appropriate levels in the equity market. So what we really wanted to do was to streamline our portfolio, sell out of some of our older or non-core assets, and really recycle that into first generation brand new products such as the ShopRite assets, which I spoke about earlier.
Right.
So we're very proud of the assets which we sold in South Africa. We sold them pretty much at book value. which means that our valuations are supportive or in line with what we can actually receive in the market. And so overall, we're very proud of that result.
Talk us about the UK property disposals amounting to some 3 billion rand.
Sure. So UK property disposals, we disposed of two assets in Stoke at the beginning of the financial year. So that was in March. We disposed of an older asset. We had a Tesco's asset in Hinckley, which we disposed of, and then a smaller asset in Swansea. And then lastly, we sold a piece of land which we owned in Newport Pagnell. So again, just identifying assets which may have been older or in markets which we think aren't going to experience massive rental growth, and those are the assets which we recycled out of in the UK.
You've also spent some 3.2 billion rand on new developments. You can talk us through that, please.
Correct. So the majority of the spend on new developments was on that ShopRite pipeline. We are constructing a ShopRite development on the R21 in a precinct which we called Riverfields. We also completed a TFG facility at Riverfields. And then we spent some money on a ShopRite facility in Canelands, one in Wells Estate in Gqeberha. So really just spending a lot of money on high quality product let to A-grade tenants all across the country.
And the company's held several successful listed debt auctions during the financial year.
Yes, correct. So we're very pleased with the outcome of our listed auctions. We believe that the underlying property fundamentals, we currently have a weighted average lease expiry of 12.6 years, and we think that that gives investors the certainty of income. They can see that our income is really underpinned by high quality assets, by long dated leases, and we think that that gives them the positive messaging that they need, or the comfort that they need to actually invest in Equites debt.
You've achieved your target of certifying 500 million rand of existing buildings with EDGE advanced certification by 2024. The group has also continued with the expansion of your solar PV rollout to meet the demand for greener sources of energy. Why is sound environmental stewardship so crucial for the group?
Well, it's at the heart of everything we do. I mean, we live in a world where we need to be conscious of what we're putting out into the environment and what our impact is, especially as developers. And then secondly, we live in a country in South Africa where we have to be conscious of the energy constraints. So we have to be responsible citizens in terms of producing energy, which we can either give to our tenants or sell to our tenants, or put back into the grid as we are doing in the Western Cape. And then secondly, the next part that we're looking at in addition to energy is we're really looking at water solutions. And we're quite proud of, we're in advanced stages of actually implementing a full-on water treatment and filtration plant, which will then help with recycling grey water and black water. And that will really help to alleviate some of the water problems that tenants have been experiencing, particularly in Gauteng.
The outlook, Leila, as we conclude?
The outlook, I think operationally we're in a fantastic position. We're not out of choppy waters yet. We're still in a macroeconomic environment which is uncertain. There's still high interest rates, which will always impact property. It will always impact valuations. It impacts our cost of funding. So we're not out of the choppy waters, but I think we're incredibly proud of what we've managed to achieve over the past 12 months, and we'll look to capitalize on opportunities as they arise over the next year.
Leila Razak is the CFO of Equites Property Fund Limited. Thank you very much, Leila, for your time this evening.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.